Well, we're counting down to the first Hong Kong meeting of their new season on Saturday week, and one of our jockeys is going to be based there, and that's Sam Clipperton. He joins us on Racing HQ. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. I know it's early morning in Hong Kong when we're recording this. You're getting set for track work. How's it all going?
Yeah, it's absolutely loving it. It's Hong Kong's an amazing place. I've been here for 2 weeks now and been riding a lot of track work and getting some trial rides and enjoying every second of it. The weather's very warm. It's very tropical and hot and humid, but as I said, been getting some good support and riding a lot of track work. And for the first season, we've got a few rides lined up, which is very exciting, and can't wait to get at it and get started.
Is there anything different in regard to track work? I know you've only been there for a fortnight, but any difference?
Yeah, it is a bit different. You actually get booked on certain horses to ride track work at certain time slots. So back in Australia, you'd just probably turn up to the track and ride for a certain trainer, and he'd put you on whatever. But here, you're booked at all different time slots for all different trainers. So and a lot of the horses you ride track work on are horses that you're booked for race day. So little bits and pieces like that are different. But all in all, it's all the same. It's an amazing system over here. And Sha Tin's it's an amazing place. It's got incredible facilities for the horses and riders. And, yeah, I'm absolutely loving it.
Just in regard to the jockey, you live pretty well adjacent to Sha Tin, don't you?
Yes, our apartment's pretty much top of the home straight. I give you a lovely apartment. Yeah, the jockey club look after you very well, and it's certainly not a far drive to track work, that's for sure. It makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, no, you walk down the stairs and there you are.
Yeah, exactly right. Literally walk down the stairs and then there's a big trotting ring, which is probably 50 metres from the front door, so I'll be at track work in a matter of minutes.
No, I understand. Sam, you mentioned you've done a lot of track work riding. Are you trying to spread yourself around to as many trainers as possible?
Yeah, for sure. I've just been trying to get around and introduce myself to everybody and let everyone know I'm here. And been riding a lot of track work for a few trainers, including Dunham Moore and David Hall, Paul O'Sullivan, and then a few of the local trainers like Chris. So, Benno Young and Manfred Mann. So, look, everybody's been very very supportive over here, very helpful, very approachable. I go up and have a chat to everybody, and everybody's been very helpful, and it's a great place, absolutely loving it.
We've learned from previous Aussie jockeys that are there that it is different. You've got to book your own rides there.
Yes, so your own manager. The club gives you a manager to help you to get started for a few weeks, and then it's up to you to do all your networking and do all the off-track work. So that's a bit different, but I'm getting used to that here now, and it's very good. As I said, we've got a few rides lined up for the first meeting, and then a couple for the second meeting at Happy Valley. So I'm just eager to get at it, Andrew, and get started and work hard, and hopefully the success will come.
Yeah, let's hope so. Remind our listeners, and I must admit yours truly, how long are you there for initially, Sam?
I've got a 3-month contract.
Okay.
So it starts obviously the 3rd of September, which is the first meeting.
Yep.
And then that goes through to early September. So initially it's just a 3-month contract, and then hopefully we'll see how things go. But the goal for me is, I want to stay as long as possible. Hong Kong is where I want to be based and where I want to make it. So I'm just going to work hard and hopefully the success will come. And then, like I said, I want to be based here, make a permanent move here. So, we'll just have to see how things go.
Understand. How helpful have the other Aussie jockeys been? You know quite a deal of them, obviously.
Yeah, as I said, everyone's been very, very welcoming. Nash has been a great help, and his son Campbell. Yeah. Campbell seems to know the place back to front here, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Zach and Nicole and all the other riders that I haven't known as well have been all very welcoming. And And also back in Australia, Tommy Berry and Tim Clark gave me some very good advice, and Darren Beeman and my old boss Ron Quinton. So everybody's been very helpful for the move and giving me bits and pieces of advice and just to try and help me out and make the move a successful one.
Sam, we're talking with Sam Clipperton in Hong Kong. You mentioned the weather at the start of the interview, very warm, hot and humid, mate. You're not missing this wet weather of Sydney, are you?
No, definitely not. actually, when we first moved here, though, the first week of being here, we just got so much rain, just real tropical storms.
Yep.
But the last sort of 4 or 5 days has been just clear blue sky and 35 degrees and very high humidity, so it's very hot, but it's good to get the weight off, that's for sure.
Yeah, it would be. And how different is it, do you think it'll be, initially sort of getting used to only having, you know, maximum of 2 meetings a week?
Yeah, look, I think that's probably a thing that's going to only help me. Having the 2 meetings a week, you're able to keep fresh and you know, keep on the ball and things. You haven't got far to travel. As I said, we live on Sha Tin and Happy Valley's in the middle of the city, which is only 20 minutes away. So there's definitely no travel involved. As I said, having the 2 meetings a week keeps you very fresh. But look, there's also a lot of work off the track. You know, there's a lot of track work commitments. You've got to be riding track work every day. And then there's barrier trials in between that as well. So yeah, there's only the 2 meetings a week, but there's still a lot of work to be done. And I think having the 2 meetings a week just gives you an opportunity to keep on top of things and keep sharp and keep fresh.
Well, mate, we wish you the very best. As I say, the first meeting is on Saturday week. Can I ask you one final one? I know listening to you, you're fully committed to Hong Kong, but if there was an opportunity of a good ride back here in either Sydney or Melbourne during the spring, is that something you'll look at?
Yeah, for sure. You're allowed to come back to Australia for a Group 1 ride, and if I got an opportunity in one of the big Group 1 races throughout the spring, you know, I'd definitely come back for it. You know, you see it all the time, Zach Purton coming back and riding, and if I was to get an opportunity in a big Group 1 ride, that's something I'd for sure consider coming back for.
All right, well, we'll look forward to seeing you. Hopefully there'll be that ride for you. Good luck on Saturday week, mate. We'll wish you all the very best, Sam, from many folk listening to us back here in Sydney.
Thanks very much for having me, Andrew. I really appreciate it.